spotlights, sweeping over the logo for 20th Century Fox, carved into a golden monolith. A News Corporation company. Red Sox baseball memorabilia from the 1960s.
86 years of banging our heads against a big green wall, but we finally did it. That part you know. That part everybody knows. But I got a story you don't know. It's about this school teacher friend of mine named Ben. This is him, back in 1980 when he was a kid. The little guy was going through a tough time. His parents had just got divorced, and his mom dragged him up here to Boston where he didn't know nobody. One day, Ben's mom says, enough moping around, and she calls her brother Carl to take him somewhere, anywhere, just to get the kid out of the house. Uncle Carl didn't have any children of his own, so he wasn't exactly what you'd call kid savvy.
I'm not gonna have to change him or anything, am I?
Carl, look at him. He's seven, you dope. Come here.
Carl wasn't the kind of uncle who was going to take you to the circus or the zoo or a puppet show. But he did know the greatest place to bring any kid, the heart and soul of Boston, Fenway Park.
Carl and Ben walk into the stadium and stand amongst the crowd. They watch the players warm up, and Ben smiles a huge gap-toothed grin.
That was also the day I met Ben. The pretty boy with the glasses? That's me. Al Waterman. I sell sponges.
Now that's the Green Monster, kid.
Monster?
Yep.
I taught the boy what I knew about the game, and Carl taught him what he knew.
Hey, Simmer, you idiot! What are you batting this bum lead off for?
Well, Dwight Evans parked a couple homers, the Sox won, and by day's end, poor Ben had become one of God's most pathetic creatures, a Red Sox fan. And that's where the story begins.
Careful, kid. They'll break your heart.
23 years later, October 2003.
I'm gonna tell you a story.
An aerial view of Boston, then from the ground, and its different landmarks. Fox 2000 Pictures presents The Perfect Catch. Four kids and a man in a car.
The curb line over right there. Well, come on, you gotta be aggressive, man. Take out the training wheel.
Hey, I got a crowbar on the seat, okay? Don't make me knock your teeth out.
I told you that. I know you.
WEEI in Boston.
Audrey Tanda, are you guys talking to each other on the phone here?
Oh, we're conferencing Amanda. She's home sick. Okay. Amanda likes that song, Mr. Aitman. Can you turn it up, please? Just makes things
harder. The children nod their heads to the music. Looking up at a tall, glass skyscraper.
Okay, so I asked for no ham, double turkey, but it looks like they gave me double ham. Do you want me to go back?
No, just toss some of it in my mouth.
That teacher's here with those kids.
What?
That teacher you talked to on the phone about coming in, having a tour.
Oh God, that's today?
They're here.
Oh, no, okay, just pretend that you're me and take them around and... Hi! There they are.
Ben Reitman, we talked on the phone. Nice to meet you.
Yes, I've been waiting for you. Hi, I'm Lindsay Meeks.
Excuse me.
Can I get anyone something to drink?
Vodka martini, straight up. Three olives, please.
Hey, I should behave.
Are you allowed to hit them?
Yeah, actually, do you want to take a swipe at them? I'll hold them if you want.
Maybe later.
Okay, as I said on the phone, Lindsay, I teach honors geometry, ninth grade. And every year, I pick a few promising math students to go meet someone who's pursued mathematics as an educational discipline and has made practical use of that education. So, thanks for having us.
All right, the client I'm working for right now is this really cool company called Marquee Jet, and they're trying to figure out how to make renting private jets more affordable.
Well, now that's the way to go.
Yeah, and they're growing like crazy, so they have to buy more jets in order to meet the demands. Now, let me ask you guys a crazy question. Are any of you in the habit of looking at numbers, you know, addresses, license plates, phone numbers, and adding them up and rearranging them in your head to make more interesting patterns?
Oh, my God. She knows my secret shame.
Well, step into the light, my friend, because this is the Church of Numbers, and every day is Sunday.
She was a major hottie.
Major? Girl, hottie.
Yeah, she went optic for you, Mr. Aitman.
Optic?
Yeah, I saw her glance to the pants.
No way.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, she was torn.
No, not you. Yeah. What did you mean?
Nothing. You know. Well, come on, man. You saw her.
Wait. Are you saying that she's out of my league?
She's bringing some serious heat, man. I don't know if you got the bat speed.
Oh, I got the bat speed. I got plenty of bat speed. I can hit her best cheese.
Ezra, I need those customer satisfaction data reports.
I put them on your desk, Lindsay.
Good lad. Keep me posted.
You got it.
Those kids were cute.
Which kids?
The ones from earlier today.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I should become a teacher or a college professor, you know? The hours would be better. You get summers free. It's so much less competitive.
Oh, my God. Jack is leaving.
What?
Jack is leaving the company next summer. What, that? So, do you think they're going to bring someone in from the outside?
I don't know.
Or do you think they're going to promote from within?
I thought you were becoming a teacher. Oh, low blood sugar. I didn't eat yet. Hi.
Hi. I didn't want to interrupt. It sounded like you were involved in some major corporate hoo-ha.
Oh, well, there's a position about to open up, so it might get mildly murderous around here.
I want your job. I'm the boss.
Yes. So,
why am I here? I just wanted you to know that you really got through to the kids today. You know, they're really juiced.
Oh, thanks. They were great.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
So, is the conversation over?
You mean because neither of us are speaking?
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I came back because I wanted to ask you if I could ask you out sometime. Socially. Yeah, I won't be bringing the kids.
Oh.
Hey.
Men in sweatpants play American football in a park.
Hi, good day.
Ben's amongst them.
I know why she wouldn't go out with me. Thinks I'm not in her class.
She said that?
Yeah. I could see it on her face. Like I would really date a school teacher.
Ouch.
Down. Set. Hike.
Ben intercepts the ball and runs back up the pitch, knocking aside the players in his way.
Ben, what are you doing? It's two-hand touch. You were down back there. And back there. And back there. What's the matter with you?
Hey, come on, guys. Sorry, guys.
All right, Lindsay, so what's the matter with this one?
He's not smart, not attractive.
He was. It's just, you know, I don't know, it's hopeless.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. You're right, I'm an idiot. I'm about to turn 2010, and the dating market is, shall we say, bearish. And instead of becoming more open and available, I'm becoming less open.
Come on, people. Talking isn't burning calories. Let's go. Start pedaling. Come on.
Lindsay and her three friends start pedaling along with the rest of the exercise class.
Maybe you should date a different kind of guy.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, all the guys you date are sharp and competitive and successful. It's like you're dating yourself.
Ding, ding, ding.
What's wrong with the school teacher?
Well, he's a school teacher, which means he has a small income.
All right, people, let's shut your pie hole and speed it back up. Come on! Come on!
Darn you Nazi spin bitch.
Kids file out of a large school. Inside, Ben spots two with a football.
Hey, go run post. Go.
He throws it, and it hits a teacher on the head.
Who did that?
That's it. You're coming with me, mister. What do you think, this is your own private playground? Get in here.
He ushers the kid, who's wearing a neck brace, into an office.
Thanks, man. I owe you one. Go ahead.
The kid leaves bemused, and Ben takes some papers from his pigeonhole.
Hey, Ben, are you going to watch the Celtics later?
I don't know.
You know, there are other sports besides baseball.
I would debate you, Ed, but that would only lead to me being dragged away in handcuffs.
Hey, speaking of baseball, Ben, want to help me coach the JV team this year?
Why? You're doing a great job. I mean, you can't just go by wins and losses.
Oh, come on, Ben. The kids listen to you.
No, I think it's going good the way it is. You know, you coach a team and I help out whenever I can. Then if I don't make it or... Hey, Rita, when did I get this message from Lindsay Meeks?
A tip might be where it says, time called, 2:30.
Come on! Pull! So do you think it'll be a problem that you're more successful than him?
Who says I am?
Well, I mean, at least financially.
It's not like he's playing a flute with a hat full of dollar bills in front of him. He's a teacher.
Teaching's a cool thing.
Yeah. Besides, why does everything in my life have to be a trophy? I mean, who am I trying to impress?
Hey, we're on your side.
No, I know. It's just that I hate him.
Ow!
Oopsie.
The first date. Ben climbs the stairs of an apartment building with a bunch of red and white flowers.
Oh, just kill me. Just take a hammer and kill me.
He listens outside the door, then tentatively rings the bell.
Oh, shit. Who is it?
It's me. It's Ben. Your date?
Oh, God, no. Oh.
She looks awful.
I'm sick. Come back, I'll call you tomorrow.
Wait. What kind of sick? You okay? What kind? You in pain?
I ate at this new place, I think.
Covering her mouth, Lindsay hurries off.
Are you faking it? Because, you know, we don't have to really do this if you don't...
Ben lingers in the doorway for a moment before coming into her apartment.
Bobby. Ernie, go away. Ernie, don't eat that!
Oh. Ben pulls her face.
So you want to pull the plug in this thing, or...?
Ben nods to himself.
Okay. All right, here we go. Come on. All right, we're almost there.
Okay. He helps Lindsay to bed.
Okay. Sit right here. All right, okay. Here, pick your head up. Okay. All right, do you have any, like, pajamas or a nightgown? Or...
In the top drawer.
Top drawer, okay. All right, here we go.
Red pants.
Wow. Wonder Woman's been looking for these. I gotta call her, let her know they're here.
He takes the nightdress to her bed and tries to lift her up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry about this.
Don't worry, come on, come on. I'm gonna help you change, right? I won't look, I promise. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He lifts off her dress.
Okay, I looked. Let's get this on.
Her nightdress.
Get your arms through.
She puts her arms through the sleeves, then wraps them around his neck as he lifts her onto the bed.
Okay, here we go. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. There's nothing left to throw up, I promise. And if you do, there's Mr. Hamper. Okay?
Sooner or later. Pale and pasty, Lindsay lifts her head to watch Ben go, then rests it back on the pillow. Later.
Drink this when you feel like you can, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Bill.
It's Ben. Thank you. Okay, go back to sleep. I've got time
on my side. Lindsay's sleeping on her side. When she wakes up, she sees Ben scrubbing the toilet clean in the bathroom, and she tries to stop him, but hasn't got the energy and waves feebly. Now she's asleep on her back, still pale and sickly, and wakes to see Ben cleaning the dog's teeth with an electric toothbrush. The next day, Lindsay comes out of the bathroom in her robe, washed and looking better. She stops when she sees Ben lying asleep on the sofa with the dog next to him. Just as she smiles, the dog jumps up and Ben wakes.
Hey.
Hi.
How you feeling?
I mean, I'm not about to enter any pie-eating contests. Did you clean up my bathroom, or did I dream that?
Me? No. The vomit elves came in, and really adorable. Really cute little things. I mean, little caps and little barf bags. And.
Well, thank you. I mean, you really, really went above and beyond.
Oh, no, please. It wasn't a big deal. I mean, you were very ladylike. Hardly any chunkage.
He stands up.
What's in the bag?
I got some movies just in case you woke up. Not in case you woke up. I knew you were going to wake up. Just in case you woke up in the middle of the night.
Yeah? Anything good?
Mostly animated pornography from Japan. And a little something I like to watch, too, when I feel sick.
Well, for me, it's Annie Hall.
What did you say?
Annie Hall.
Whoa. This is unbelievable. Roadhouse. Are you feeling? Is this crazy? I mean, what are the odds? Spooky.
No, she cannot have my assistant. Because I trained Carrie. I like her. Listen, do we have to settle this right now? I'm with a person. Yes. Thank you. Okay, I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
I'm really, really sorry.
Actually, I'm sorry. I ate everything cool. I just left you a pile of sauce. So.
That's okay. Actually, I'm the worst. I eat off everybody's plate. In fact, my friends, they call me the seagull.
Oh, hi, seagull.
He throws food into her mouth.
Nice. No, really, I appreciate you being cool about the phone thing because I once went on a date with this guy who got so angry I was on the phone that he grabbed it out of my hand and he threw it in the fish tank.
No, I would never do that.
What are your pet peeves? What stresses you out? And I'm only asking because, frankly, the men I meet are highly... I date poodles, basically. And I'm really relaxed, you know? Holy son of a...
I got it.
Stop!
Let me do it.
Ringing!
Let me do it. Hello? No, she hasn't. May I take a message? This is Ben. I'm her houseboy / sex slave. Okay. You betcha. Bye-bye. Call your mother.
She just smiles.
Wait. So you don't have a cell phone, a BlackBerry, a pager, nothing?
No.
Well, what if some sudden crisis occurs, like your father has a heart attack or something?
My father died 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just found out this morning, so it's been a rough 24 hours. You know, maybe I should get a cell phone. That's a good idea.
You're funny, Ben.
Reitman. Yeah. You forgot my last name.
No, I just blanked.
Well, I know why you forgot. That's
no,
all right.
I bet
when you talk to your friends, you call me Ben the school teacher. Am I right?
Well,
that's okay.
What do you call me to your friends?
I call you Lindsay, the vomit girl, the puker. Puking. I was like, are you going to puke tonight? I'm like, yeah, why? Do you want to play games, video games or something? I'm like, no, I'm out with pukes.
That's horrible.
Hey, anything I said about you would be an understatement, really.
She puts her arm through his. The sun sets in the reflection of a skyscraper. A party.
Hey, Lindsay! Hi!
Hi.
Hi, I'm Ben, the school teacher.
Ian. Sarah.
Steve. Molly.
Thanks for having
Robin. Chris.
Welcome aboard.
Well, let's start the interrogation.
No, it's not like that.
Here. It's for the urine sample.
Oh, shoot, I wish you would have told me. I just took a whiz in your bushes.
They go through.
I like it when it rains.
Molly joins the others.
Lindsay, this Ben guy has got such a good vibe.
Good.
And he's nothing like the guys you usually date.
I know.
And how cute is he?
Yeah, well, I'm really glad that you guys feel this way, because if you didn't, I was going to have to find 3 new friends.
No. I really think you've got something here.
Me too.
Yeah, but...
It's
Something's not quite right.
Robin.
No, he's great. He is. I love him. He's a doll. But he's not 22.
So?
So, where's he been? Why is he still on the market?
Maybe he hasn't found the right person yet.
Well, by now he should be with the wrong person. How has he not been tranquilized and tagged?
Let me get this straight. You got 2 season tickets behind the Red Sox dugout?
Mm-hmm, yeah. My uncle left them to me.
Behind the dugout?
Yeah, well, not really behind, but like next to 15 feet away. You can see right into it at a certain point. It's pretty awesome.
Chris removes his cigar in thought.
Yes. Do you find my wife attractive at all? Because we could work something out. Well, do you?
You know what you need to do? You need to go to his apartment and go through his things. You need to go through his closets, his sofa cushions. You need to get on his computer.
And what exactly am I looking for?
Anything that explains why he's still single.
My company can run a credit check on him.
You know, he could be a deadbeat dad.
This is an insane asylum.
So, when they wheeled out Ted Williams at the All-Star game...
I was there. I was 10 feet away from him. Old men. Crying. Tears. Like, tough old guys. I even started to lose it, you know. I got a program I could show you.
Lindsay ever breaks up with you, I'll kill her.
Lindsay, do you remember that guy that Maureen Durst went out with?
Sort of. Why?
Terry, what's his name?
We all thought he was great, too.
Well, what happened?
Oh, my God. She went to his apartment and...
My story. Stand by. She's at his place. He's in the shower. She wants to make the bed. So she goes to the closet. Guess what she finds?
Ooh, I don't know. What'd she find?
2 large plastic bags containing all of the hair and nail clippings from his entire life.
Ew! Ugh. Mm-hmm. That's a true story.
I'm telling you, there's a reason this Ben guy is still single.
A poster of Fenway Park above Ben's bed, where he's sleeping on Boston Red Sox pillows. His walls are covered in framed baseball pictures, and when he gets up, he's wearing a World Champs 1918 t-shirt. He's got a photo of him with his uncle Carl and the Red Sox book Carl bought him after their very first game. There are team caps, scarves, newspaper clippings, tickets and badges on the walls. His towel is Red Sox. He genuflects and touches a framed photo of a Red Sox player on his way to the bathroom. Ben's shower curtain is Red Sox. So is the cup he keeps his razor in. The stadium's covered in snow. Lindsay opens an email titled, A Dozen Red Roses for Valentine's Day. The bouquet of flowers turns into Ben's heads and she laughs. They're standing on the viewing platform of a large waterfall. And as Lindsay looks through a telescope, Ben gestures that he wants to get into a barrel bin. Then he's in it and asking her to throw him over the edge. March. 3 weeks to opening day. Ben runs out of his apartment in his pants and t-shirt and up to a courier. He signs for a slim square box and hugs the courier, then runs back inside. Snow's still on the pavement.
Just come on. Well,
look, I promised him we'd wait.
We're always waiting for him.
Well, I give my word. You guys wait?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Did anyone die because you're here?
No. I got another anesthesiologist to cover for me.
All right, you ready? Hey, come on. God.
Ben opens the box and takes out its contents. 4 laminated fixture cards, which he smells before handing out to his 3 awed friends.
A new season.
A clean slate.
Yep. This smells like the year.
Ben's barbecuing hot dogs in the park.
Hey, you want to know something?
What?
I like you.
I like you.
No, I mean, I really like you. I even wrote out a list of all the things I like about you.
You made a list?
Yeah. I don't have it with me, but I can remember it. I'll skip down, because the first six are all body parts. Number 7, I like that you drink in the afternoon. Number 8, I like sometimes you talk out of the side of your mouth a little bit, and it's like an adorable stroke victim.
I do?
It's very cute. It really is. Number 9, you know, when you're getting ready in the mirror, just when you're about finished, you go like, it's so cute, I want to kill myself. It's fantastic.
Hey, when's your break?
Hmm?
You know, for your school vacation, when do you get off?
End of March. That's when you're in Baltimore, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a really big deal in my family because it's my dad's birthday and Easter and my sister's anniversary all in the same week.
Cluster.
Yeah. How'd you like to come?
He looks uncertain.
Ooh, too fast, too serious?
No, why? Did I look like I was just...
You were a little...
No, I have a previous commitment.
Oh, plans?
Yeah. I didn't tell you about it because I knew you were going to be away and I figured it wouldn't matter, but every year during Easter vacation, me and my friends, we go down to Florida.
You and your buddies go down to Florida for spring break at your age?
No, not spring break, spring training with the Red Sox.
Oh, you get to train with the Red Sox? Are you allowed to do that?
Well, we don't actually. We watch the games.
Aren't those just practice games?
Yeah, but it's more to it than that. I mean, we scout the players, we say which players they should keep, which they should get rid of.
And the Red Sox ask your opinion?
Well, not yet, but if they ever do... I've been avoiding this. There's something you don't know about me.
Oh, God, here comes a bag of hair.
The thing is, I am a Red Sox fan.
Yeah?
No, I'm like a big, big Red Sox fan.
I know. I mean, I've been to your apartment, seen the Red Sox dish towels and glasses and the Yankee toilet paper. It's like you live in a gift shop.
It's worse. See, when I was a kid, I moved here from New Jersey. I didn't have any friends or anything. So my Uncle Carl started taking me to Fenway Park. I got lost in the game. I mean, the ballpark, and the people, the color, the sounds, the smells. And then he got cancer and he died, and he left me season tickets. And it's a passion. I mean, it's a very, very big part of my life. And it's been a problem with me and women.
I know those women. The pay attention to me and why aren't you talking to me?
Yeah, exactly.
God, those women are so pathetic.
Yeah, it's like, why are you getting so worked up for? I mean, you're not even doing it. You're watching it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, how about, sometimes I like to be 11 years old. I like being part of something that's bigger than me, than I. It's good for your soul to invest in something you can't control.
You're a romantic. You have a lyrical soul. You can love under the best and worst conditions.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I guess so. Hey, you took a really big chance inviting me to meet your family. Now I'm gonna take a chance. A big one.
She looks round, alarmed, as he gets down on one knee and takes out a ring box.
Lindsay, will you go to opening day with me?
He opens it. The tickets.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you hear that? You said yes. Mari, look, Merry Christmas. Clarence, look, everyone showed up. We're going to opening day. It's official. We're going.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
What did Dad do to his hair? I can't even look at him.
I know.
How could you let him?
He's 60. It's a big psychological milestone. He's struggling with it. Thinks he looks good.
Now, don't start with me.
Listen, I forgot to tell you that Donica...
Stop it. Out. Outside. Out. I don't know what's with him lately. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you. Donna called, and they're on their way.
Okay, good.
He has jet black hair.
He is scaring the dog. How can you stand it?
He fanned me with a magazine for 4 years when I was going through menopause. I can put up with this. Go back in and talk to him. He misses you.
Okay.
She takes some biscuits and her cup into the sitting room and perches on the arm of her dad's chair.
Hey, kiddo.
Want a cookie?
No. Your mama says you've been busy.
Oof.
No Red Sox fan has forgotten last October in Aaron Boone.
Hey, is this about the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Steve Levy is in Fort Myers with some of the members of the sect known as Red Sox Nation.
Down here in Fort Myers, Florida, the story's always the same. When the calendar page flips to March, all of Red Sox...
Are you interested?
No, I just, you know, I mean, I have a friend who is interested.
Oh, the school teacher. When are we going to meet this future breakup?
Thanks, Dad. That's really encouraging.
Well, I thought you would have brought him with you.
Well, you know, he wanted to come. It's just that, Well, he has this tradition, you know, and it's very important to him every...
He's on the TV.
Where do the Sox rank in terms of importance in your life?
I say Red Sox, sex, and breathing. Season tickets to Fenway Park. I haven't missed a game in 11 years. I love the Red Sox. They're going to win all the way.
You have a job? Do you work for a living?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, I'm a teacher. I mold young minds.
Can you help these guys
Can
out?
You believe this asshole?
Lindsay watches wide-eyed with shock as Ben screams into the camera.
29th of May, Seattle, all right? Oh, you know what? I gave it to the lady down the bakery.
Ben, all I got so far is the 24th, 22nd.
We're only on May. We've been here for 4 hours, right? Let's try to speed this thing up. 30th of May, we're still at Seattle. Who wants a Sunday game?
Look, these guys can have whatever games they want. All I ask for is the first Yankee game.
You went to 6 Yankee games last season, you selfish pig bastard.
You got to go to every great game. Lowe's no-hitter.
Your mother's hysterectomy? I put her out for free,
oh, what are you talking about? She had insurance for that.
Attention, morons. Hey, you guys want Yankee tickets? You want to talk Yankee tickets?
Yes.
Really? Okay, well, you know, I want to see you dance for me.
Come on, man.
I don't want to embarrass you. I don't want to embarrass you.
I'll take this.
Everyone just go. I'll go talk to some kids in the street. Well, I see a little bit there. That's pretty nice. That's it. The doctor's giving me something. The doctor's giving me some magic tap in there. Oh, I like that a lot. Yeah, that's all.
All right, little league, you want to go? You want some of this?
Just dance for Troy. Sit on the beanbag.
Hey, I started.
Troy gets up and starts dancing.
Troy, I guess you don't want. Huh? Come on, Ben. This is worth taking.
It's totally stupid, man.
Fine. Maybe. Hey, hold out for the Royals, huh?
You aren't a total power trip. You know that, man? This is totally ridiculous.
Ben, I was dancing first. Remember, you said dance. I started dancing.
Wait.
You call that Yankee dancing? No, that's like Devil Ray dancing, okay? That's Devil Ray. I'm talking about Yankee dancing. That's what I'm talking about. Dad, get into it, Dad. How bad do you want it? Yeah, that's nice. Come on in.
Lindsay enters and looks on with obvious bemusement at Ben's friends, who are gyrating and dancing with wild abandon. On seeing her, they stop.
Hey, what are you doing here? I thought you weren't coming out tomorrow. You look fantastic.
I got in last night.
You know Troy, Kevin, and Gerard already, right? Everyone else, this is Lindsay.
Hi.
Hey, Lindsay.
Party?
No, it's draft day. This is the day we organize the whole season. Like, who gets to go to what game with me? But don't worry, you're still going to opening day.
Thank you. Can I talk to you about something really quickly?
Sure, yeah, no problem. Quick break, everybody. There's some nice Pakistani cold cuts there, courtesy of Mr. Seagal.
Still don't think they're worth 2 Sunday tickets.
Ooh-hoo.
Hey,
ooh.
Hey.
In Ben's bedroom.
Wait, I got you something. I set aside some great games for you, too. Hmm? For when we go to the games together.
Thanks.
It's what the players wear. It's authentic.
a Red Sox jacket.
I gotta be honest, this is getting me hot.
Listen, you know, I saw you on ESPN.
Oh, we look like morons, didn't we?
Yeah, total. And not you so much, but...
Well, it's very hot, you know, it's Florida. You start seeing things.
You know, Ben, I didn't realize how big this Red Sox thing is with you.
What? Hey, I told you. See, this is, it always happens. Every time I...
No, don't jump off a building. We're just talking.
Sorry. Knee jerk. Hey,
Ben, come on, man. The cold cuts are gone. Let's go in there.
2 minutes!
Wow, I really hit a nerve there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Come here.
Thank you.
I think there's a better approach to this whole Red Sox thing.
Really?
Yeah. After all, if I want this promotion, I'm going to have to push myself really hard this summer. And I've never really been very good at servicing myself, my job, and a relationship.
Wait. We're not breaking up, are we?
No. This is a good thing. Okay. You're going to be so consumed with all of this that you won't feel neglected all summer.
No. Yeah, I'm not going to feel neglected.
And I won't feel guilty for having to do my job.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
So what I'm saying is, I think this is perfect.
All right. Go Sox!
2, 3, 4! Opening day. Above a busy, sunny Main Street, a sign reads, Fenway Park, Yorkie Way, Gate A. Sellers hawk their wares to the fans, bags of roasted peanuts and programmes, while children get their faces painted in the Red Sox colours of red, blue and white. Ben's waiting nervously on a street corner when Lindsay hurries over to him.
Hi!
Hey!
Hi!
Inside the ground... Lindsay and Ben walk up some stairs.
It's unbelievable, right? You can't believe how... look, right here, go.
Thank you.
This is it. Just amazing? Guys, this is crazy. I mean, will you look at these seats?
They're very red.
No, I mean, they're proximity to the field. This is Fenway Park.
Oh.
Like, you can't buy these seats. You know, you have to, like, inherit them. It's like a guy offered me $100,000 for these ones.
Really?
Yeah.
And you didn't sell them?
No. If I ever need the money that bad, I can always call up a rich old lady and give her some sweet loving. You know? That's what I'm all about. Hey, what's up, Al? How you doing?
I'm on dialysis.
Right on, buddy. Hey, Al, this is Lindsay.
Hi, Al Waterman. Here, have a sponge.
Thank you.
Al was the first guy I ever met at my first Red Sox game ever.
Really?
Yeah, he's aged horribly. Hey, the Belknaps. This is Artie, Viv. This is Lindsay.
Hello.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
She's been divorced 20 years, still share the seats.
Really?
Hey, Ben.
Jerry! How you doing? Where's Teresa?
She's right here.
Oh, my God. What happened? You look fantastic.
I lost 200 pounds. I had my stomach stapled shut.
A doctor, or you did it yourself?
Oh, you're funny.
This is quite a little group you have here.
Well, it's my summer family.
For the land.
The crowd are watching a young boy with a leg iron who's standing on the pitch singing into a microphone.
Let's hear it for Jordan Leandri. Ladies and gentlemen, throwing out the first ball today, New England's own Stephen King. Right down the middle.
Lindsay's on the phone.
Well, did you tell Skylar? Okay, all right, listen. Excuse me, what time is the game over?
It's not like a Broadway musical where it ends with, like, a big Hawaiian number. I mean, it's like you're missing all the ambiance and all the fun. Like,
I know.
The players are right there.
I know. It's just that I have a meeting at 5:30, and I had to leave work at noon to meet you here, so my people aren't prepared.
Okay.
You know what? I left work early, so you're going to have to figure it out for yourself, and I'll call you later.
They share a smile, and the game begins with the Red Sox pitching. The first hitter sends the ball sailing right into the very edge of the grass line.
That's a foul.
What makes that a foul?
Oh, that's that foul pole. That's Pesky's pole. That's this guy, Johnny Pesky.
Lindsay looks over at Ben with a grin as he cheers and claps for his beloved team.
Yeah!
A Red Sox hitter smacks the ball so hard it reaches the crowd sitting high above the curved outside edge of the field. A man's dishing up a hot dog with onions.
Hey, what are you doing on Saturday?
You tell me.
You know what's really great about baseball?
Hmm.
You can't fake it. You know, anything else in life, you don't have to be great. Business, music, art, I mean, you can get lucky.
Really?
Yeah, you can fool everyone for a while. You know, it's like, not baseball. You can either hit a curveball or you can't. That's the way it works.
Hmm.
You know? We can have a lucky day, sure, but you can have a lucky career.
It's a little like math. It's orderly. Win or lose, it's fair. It all adds up. It's like not as confusing or as ambiguous as,
life?
Yeah. It's safe.
At a different game, a Red Sox hitter sprinting around the infield when Lindsay drops into a seat next to Ben.
Hey.
Hi.
What did you buy at the bookstore?
Actually, I bought every book they had on the Red Sox because I'm tired of being the most ignorant person here. Now, who is Carl Yastrzemski?
She's not a genius, this one.
No.
Johnny Damon! You got the sweetest ass in the league!
Very nice.
Lindsay's reading.
Do you believe in this? The curse of the Bambino?
Hey, seriously, that's not funny. That's not funny.
But Babe Ruth was the Bambino.
That's right. Yeah. He played for the Red Sox. They were great. I mean, they were the Yankees.
They won the World Series in 1912, 1915, 1916, 1918. They were royalty, the elite.
Al should know. He was there, actually. He's 136 years old. He looks great for his age. 1919, their miserable, greedy pig of a boss decides to sell Babe Ruth to the Yankees to finance a Broadway musical.
No, Nanette. I would never, ever see that piece of crap.
And since 1918, the Red Sox have not won a World Series. Yeah, the Yankees have won 26.
And the thing is, the Sox don't just lose, they raise it to an art form.
Tony C, best young player in baseball, catches one in the eye at 22. He's finished at 26.
Ombrista runs into Carlton Fisk, costs us the series.
Bucky friggin' Dent.
You remember the time Roger Moret went catatonic? The grounds crew had to carry him out of here in a wheelbarrow.
Buckner.
Grady Little sticking with Pedro in the eighth inning.
Stop it. You're killing me here.
And that, my lady, is the curse of the Bambino. Gabe
Kepler.
Nighttime. Lindsay notes with dismay that Ben's wardrobe is full of Red Sox tops.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's go meet Mom and Dad.
He's dressed like a nerd.
Nothing. A laugh? Giggle?
This is not a man's closet.
What do you mean?
You have one pair of dress shoes. You're like a man boy. Half man, half boy. You should see the way my sister's husband dresses. He had a professional come in and do his closet. It's like suit.
All right, okay. I see what this is all about. You want your parents to like me more than like your brother-in-law.
No, it's not. Yes. Is it so horrible that I want my parents to like you?
Okay. I think we have enough stuff in this closet. We can fool them.
He looks like a skunk.
You're the one that told me to grow it out.
Well, what else could I say? It looked ridiculous on you.
Now, I understand that you're a teacher, right? You were?
Yes, for 27 years.
And now you're the principal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you... Did you ever tell me what your dad does?
I sell golf carts.
Wow, okay, that gives us nothing to talk about. I don't really know much about it.
That's funny, because every other guy she's gone out with has tried to get a free golf cart out of me.
You know, I like golf. Great sport. It's just like, I don't really get out much, you know?
We love it.
Yeah?
They play all the time.
We tried to get on the country club here, but it's very difficult. It's almost impossible. I had to call the manufacturer of my golf carts, a guy named Dave Johnson. Dave Johnson.
Jensen?
Mm-hmm. Hi, sorry we're late. He was watching the Red Sox game.
Johnson.
Yeah, help me do.
No. Help me.
Ben's covering his ears to block out the conversation on the next table. Lindsay takes over.
Okay, stop it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ben tapes the Red Sox game, so he doesn't want to know the score, and he can't cover his own ears because he's got lobster fingers, so I do it.
That's
sweet.
Lindsay looks extremely embarrassed.
Hey, how'd it go last night?
Fabulous.
Well, Mr. Marson wants to see you.
Oh, God. If one of the windows would open, I would jump.
And your mom's on line one.
Hi, Mom. Hi, listen, where are you? Can I call you back? What? You had a 10 a.m. flight.
She looks startled.
My Ben?
Yes, he has been great. He took us out to breakfast. Right now he's washing your father's balls.
What?
Here's one.
Thanks, Ben.
He got us a 10 a.m. tea time at the country club.
How?
One of his students' fathers has something to do with the sprinklers.
Can I talk to him for a second?
Oh, sure. Benny. Lindsay.
Oh, thanks. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, what are you doing?
Took a sick day.
All right. Well, I'll see you tonight, then.
All right, bye-bye.
Honey,
sweetheart, don't talk in my backswing.
Well, you were lined up
wrong. I wasn't lined up. Please, don't talk in my backswing. You know better than
that. No, calm down. Just take a mulligan. Line up.
He's so short with me.
I know. But you know what? You talked in his backswing. Did you talk in his backswing?
Yes, I did.
Don't even look at him.
Okay.
Look this way.
Okay.
Let him swing.
June. They tease, they wink, they beckon. Nighttime. The Red Sox run out onto the pitch and are first up to bat. Ben sitting with Lindsay, who's wearing the Red Sox jacket Ben bought for her. They're both smiling as they cheer on their team.
But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring.
At another game, Lindsay's holding a beer and is screaming along with Ben for the team. Now Ben's lying in bed with the dog, fast asleep, while Lindsay's working on her computer in the next room. Reaching out, touching me. An old man's holding a placard that reads, "I love the Red Sox." Lindsay plants a kiss on Ben's cheek as they enjoy another game. Now they're bouncing around to the crowd sing-along. The crowd go wild as one of the hitters strikes the ball hard, then starts jogging around the infield. Lindsay, Ben and his friends are ecstatic. In his bedroom, Ben kisses Lindsay passionately before pulling off his T-shirt. They fall onto his bed and continue to kiss.
We handled a project for a food service company just like yours a few months ago. Gave them a model predicting the impact of every possibility.
Sounds like what I need.
You'll love her. This lady is a dynamo. Unstoppable.
Lindsay's asleep at her work desk.
When she wakes up, I want to see her. Well, let's go for a coffee.
You know what's happening here? You're being colonized.
What?
Colonized. It's like in the old days when the French and the English would go into Asia and Africa and they'd raise their flags and they'd impose their culture and they'd colonize. It's like, Sarah, when you cut your hair up because that guy likes short hair.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, you guys are married. Isn't that a part of it, accommodating each other? You know, how many kids are we going to have? Where are we going to live? What pizza place are we going to order from? Doesn't it require some pliability? Because maybe that's something I've been lacking in my life.
Isn't it affecting your work?
No, not so much.
You know what I just realized? You're rooting for her relationship to fail.
No.
What?
That's right.
Why would I do that?
Never mind.
No. Now come on, tell me. All right. You and Lindsay are both very competitive, especially with each other.
She's more competitive than I am. I am not.
And when you were both starting out, you were the more successful one. But now Lindsay's career has skyrocketed, so she's more successful. But you've had the personal success, the marriage. And if Lindsay gets that too, then she's definitely the winner, so you're rooting against her. Oh my God, what did I do? What the? That's it? We are so not coming here anymore.
July, boxing ground. A Red Sox player hits the ball, but is caught out at first base. Lindsay's using her laptop in the stands.
Al Waterman. Have a sponge, young man.
She's killing me with the laptop. Sitting here doing her homework.
So, when do you find out about this promotion thing?
Next month.
Oh, cool. I just want to know how long we got to put up with this. It's ball game soon.
Ben, this is my third game this week.
Oh, no, I know that.
And I always have to leave at 6. To be here on time, and then we don't get home till 11, then you and I go at it all night, and then that's all time lost.
Really?
When I say lost, I mean it's time that I have to make up, you know? I already got my ass chewed out by my boss this week, okay?
Yo! Number
10. Hot dogs!
Then we break? One, please. Mustard, please. Thank you. What else?
While Ben's back's turned, Lindsay's hit by the ball and collapses in her seat. He high-fives the fan who retrieves the ball, unaware of what's just happened. Now, Lindsay's lying on a patient table that's gliding smoothly into an MRI machine.
No, they didn't find anything. She's fine, I swear. She's lying down right now. Molly, okay, there's another phone call coming in, okay? Check in later. Okay, bye-bye. Hello? Troy! You're kidding me. Now? All right, thanks. Bye. Honey, you're on television. Trucks
and
work trucks. Come and get them
at Cerrone Cadillac. And the Red Sox picked up the W. There was a scary moment, though, in this one in the sixth inning when Miguel Tejada hit a vicious foul ball off Mike Myers that actually hit a woman.
Footage of the foul ball knocking Lindsay out.
Oh, that hurts. She was transported to a local hospital, but fortunately, she was released, and she's going to be all right.
Lindsay's lying in bed with a packet of frozen peas on her forehead.
Well, it wasn't that bad, actually. It was actually very ladylike. I mean, just kind of slinked out of your chair. It was pretty limber. All right, I'll let you sleep.
No, Ben.
Gah! You have a whole nother head up there.
Yeah, well, the one that can talk needs to say something. I don't think that I should go to the games anymore.
Why? Because of this?
No, because I'm becoming someone that I hate. Someone who gets a boyfriend and poof, their entire prior life just vanishes. I have to focus on my work right now. I have to. And besides, you'll have such a better time if you go with Troy or Gerard. Or the bald anesthesiologist.
No, come on, you have to go, please.
Listen, you go to the games and I'll stay at the office. And when the game is over, you'll come racing home like you're scoring the winning run. And I'll be here waiting.
Waiting?
I'll be waiting.
Well, you'll be the waiting for me?
Yeah.
Ooh. You know all this talk about waiting. So making me not want to wait.
Ben, I'm concussed.
Yeah. That's kind of the way I like it.
And I'm picking the peas on my forehead.
Okay, try to balance it.
Okay. A statue in the grounds of Lindsay's office building.
Hi.
Hello.
I told your bosses, but I wanted to tell you. The work you did for us was brilliant.
Oh, well, I really appreciate you saying that. Patrick Lyons, this is Carrie. Hi, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Excuse me.
You know, they're really very lucky to have you here.
Oh, I feel the same way to be here. I feel very lucky.
Here, I got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was, just trying to get comfortable.
Well, don't get too comfortable. You might fall asleep.
Early September, the surge for first. Two of Ben's pupils are racing to finish an equation.
We might have a winner! We might have a winner right here! Tell me one! He's away 37 feet, 2 inches of the Green Monster. Claudia, I'm very sorry. Well, you can have our home game. Don, what did she win?
Excuse me. It's a little loud, don't you think?
Sorry, Mr. Ennis. The kid's drugs just kicked in.
Oh, ha-ha. Teenage drug use. That's great fodder for comedy.
Ben pulls faces behind his colleague's back. as he returns to his own room.
All right, you guys, we're almost out of time. Pack up. Remember, we got a big test next Tuesday, so stuff. Hey, back off! Back, you animals! Back! Hey, one of the 10 problems on your handout will be on the test. I'm not going to tell you which one, so you're going to have to learn all of them.
He secretly shows 7 fingers to Ben, a young lad whose arm's in a cast. The kid frowns, and Ben eventually writes the number 7 on the plaster. And reading it, young Ben nods.
All right, study, you maniacs! Remember, it's Saturday's fall tryouts for next spring's JV baseball. Just to avoid confusion that we had last year, let me state this year, we're looking for good players.
Hi. Hey. What are you doing?
I have very exciting news. I couldn't wait to tell you.
You got the promotion.
No. But Mr. Meyerson did call me into his office right after we spoke, and I was trying to play it cool. But between you and me, I was ready to wash his balls.
Yeah, see, that joke's not fun for me.
I'm sorry. Let me explain. There's this European company that we're trying to make a deal with, okay? And what they do, you know what? The point is, they're sending me to Paris to close the deal.
Wow!
And I am taking Vu.
Moi?
Oui!
Taking me to Paris?
Oh, this is gonna be so great. Okay, I'm gonna cash in my first class ticket and get 2 seats. All you have to do, Mr. Reitman, is call in sick tomorrow and we're on our way.
Wait, it's tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
This weekend?
Yeah.
It's now?
Yeah, we'll fly back Sunday afternoon, but with the time change, you'll be back at work on Monday morning.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, this isn't the best weekend for me. I'm kind of swamped.
Oh, no. Do you have a lot of work?
We're 2 games out of first with 3 weeks left. Seattle's coming in this weekend. I mean, this is when they need me.
They need you.
Wait a second. I was just thinking about it. That's all.
A tip, Ben. When your girlfriend says, let's go to Paris for the weekend, you go.
All right. I'll go.
You'll go? You know what? Actually, I have a better idea. I think I'll take him.
Hey, just slow down a second, okay?
Just go and enjoy your ball game.
You know, this is the second day in a row you snapped at.
I'm late.
Fine, go.
No, Ben. I'm late.
Ben looks concerned as he walks over to her.
How late?
A week and a half.
You guys not that late, right?
No, it is for me.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, we're not the first people when 2 people, you know, the...
Deep breaths, Ben.
You know, why didn't you say something?
Why? So we could both freak out? I mean, I wanted to wait for the right moment. And then when this trip came up, I thought, we'll go to Paris and I'll tell you there, because that did seem special. But no, you don't see us tangled up in the sheets with the Eiffel Tower in the window. You see the Mariners are coming, and Pedro's pitching Friday night.
Saturday, Schilling's on Friday. Yeah, look, I admit, I should have reacted differently. If I ever build a time machine, that's the first place I'm going back to. I'll be like, Paris, woo! I'm in. I'm sorry.
It's all right. But I have a 4:00 flight that I have to catch.
All right, I can pack my bags. We can put some stuff together.
No,
we can make this.
Okay,
we can go.
It's okay. The trip is already off to a weird start, you know?
Let's just
talk about it when I get back.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
I could just tell him I'm leaving right now.
No,
we're going.
It's okay.
You gonna be all right?
If you give me a kiss and wish me luck.
Good luck.
Way to go, Mr. W. Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you in a couple days, okay?
She heads off down some steps, and Ben gives her a little wave. He turns and walks back towards the school, spotting 3 students nearby.
Are you smoking? What are you doing? I'm a teacher. It's an insult. Put it out. Get back in class. Come on.
Nighttime. Ben's asleep in bed with the TV on.
Hello?
I got it.
Lind?
Mm. I got it.
The promotion?
My period. taping, so I'll call you later.
I'm up.
No, it's okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
Ben bites his lip, frowning.
Hey, Linz?
Yeah?
Are you okay? Safe flight.
Okay, bye.
He hangs up his baseball glove-shaped phone. He sits on the edge of the bed, thinking for a moment. Then, eventually, he gets up. He goes over and picks up a Red Sox baby grow on some side drawers, then tosses it into a drawer and shuts it. And he slumps back onto his bed and turns off the light. A plane comes into land on a sunny day. In their pale blue car, Ben and Lindsay drive down a tree-lined road and park outside her apartment block. Lindsay gets out the passenger side, looking a little glum, and Ben opens the front boot to get her bag.
I'll get it.
No, I got it.
Thank you.
Want me to pick it up?
No, I'm okay. I'm just going to go upstairs. Bye.
Hey, Linz, did you want a baby?
Eventually.
Well, eventually you will.
Well, it certainly got me thinking, that's for sure.
What do you mean?
Ben, if I'm with a guy for 11 months and I think I might be having his child, I'm going to ask myself, is this the guy? And if it is, what's this going to be like? You know, if we're to be Mr. and Mrs. Ben and Lindsay, how's this going to work? It's like Robin's birthday party. You know, the minute I got the invitation, I had to run to the refrigerator and check the Red Sox schedule. And the Yankees are playing, so I know I'm going stag. And that's okay. I'm fine with that. But how far does it go? You know, Grandma don't die because the Red Sox are going out on the road, so please wait until they come back to die. And doctor, induce labor because the Oakland A's are coming in tomorrow.
Do you remember last winter? This is exactly what you liked about me. That I was capable of having a passionate commitment with something, a devotion.
Yes, but you feel it for the Red Sox, and I was hoping that someday you might redirect that. All those things that you feel for that team, I feel them too. For you.
Ben looks down thoughtfully, and as Lindsay turns and heads towards her apartment building, he shakes his head.
You know what she's saying to me, Ryan? She's saying I have an addiction. Really? Well, you work 90 hours a week. You know, I guess that addiction's more socially acceptable, you know? Am I wrong?
Well, nobody's really wrong in these situations. I mean, you have wants and needs, she likewise.
Wait for your pitch, Myoski! But she's great. She's great. Definitely the best girl I've ever gone out with. The smartest. The funniest, the best-looking. Sex is like this. Well, I'm... But there's a reason why she's 30 and not married. I mean, no, you got to see the big deal she's making about her friend's birthday party. Oh, God, she's making a federal case about it. And I'm like, hey, what if I had to work that night? What if I had a second job? You know? What if I was doing charity work? Is that cool? What if I'm, like, finishing a painting? Is that you understand me now? See my point? It's not the time. It's she doesn't respect how I'm spending my time. You know, now she expects me to miss a Yankees game?
Let's go, Murph. You're up.
All right, Mr. Reitman. I got a bat. Let me just leave you with this thought. You love the Sox. But have they ever loved you back?
Ryan waits to see what Ben's response will be.
Who are you, Dr. Phil? Get out of here. Go swing the bat.
Red Sox started off tonight.
It's only a game.
Pedro delivers. The ball is lined over Bellhorn's head into right center field. That'll get another run across as the Yankees extend their lead.
A sign reading, "Have a happy Gatsby birthday."
Benny boy, I still can't believe you're not at the Yankee game.
Yeah, well, if the Yankees look that good in a dress, I'd be at the game.
At the 20s-themed party, Lindsay's wearing a black sequined dress complete with bobbed black wig. She smiles over at Ben, who's wearing a white tuxedo and thin black moustache.
There's no way to measure what she is worth. I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Hang on. Again, the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Her face, her form, her sweet, loving smile. And she even lets me dance around in her panties once in a while.
My parents are here.
Really embarrassing. Really bad. I love you, birthday girl. I love you.
Now Ben and Lindsay are dancing a Charleston-inspired dance together. He twirls Lindsay under his arm. Now everyone's formed a ring around Ben, who's body-popping like a caterpillar across the floor. Lindsay comes to join him with some jerky upper body moves of her own. Ben pretends to take a phone call as part of his routine. Now they're in each other's arms, slow dancing. They pull apart, and Ben twirls her under his arms again, then brings her close and kisses her long and hard. Everything goes into slow motion as their embrace deepens and she puts her arms around his neck. As they're leaving the party, the valets are listening to the radio.
What's up, my man?
Oh, the game.
No. Hey, it's fine.
6-0 Yankees.
Ben's happy demeanor disappears as he listens to the commentary.
7-0.
It's only a game.
In bed.
That was like.
Yeah.
I mean, you were.
Thank you.
Not just physically. I mean, I felt like we were.
Mm-hmm.
I think this might be the greatest night of my life.
They kiss.
Hold on. I think it's Troy. It's really noisy. Hey, do you want some food?
Okay. Hello? Hey, what's that noise?
Shit, we won! We won! We were losing 7-0 in the bottom of the ninth! We scored 8 runs! Great, great hit! It was unbelievable, man! It's the greatest night in the history of Fenway Park!
Ben hangs up and turns on the TV.
This is an historic night, Natalie, and word is these ticket stubs are already getting $200 on the street. Look at...
I have seen at least a dozen women celebrating topless in the streets. Moments ago, I witnessed a nun dancing on top of a moving vehicle. I have seen police officers toasting beer with underage children. It is absolute bedlam down here. Right now, I think we're witnessing the largest conga line ever. I tell you what, if you are not down here right now, you are missing one heck of a party.
There are 3 eggs in Spanish omelet.
Ben walks through to Lindsay in the kitchen.
Hi. Do you like an omelet?
They won.
The Red Sox? Oh, good. This really is your night.
No, no, you don't understand. They scored 8 runs in the bottom of the ninth to win 8-7. It was the best game ever. I've never missed a game. Ever. This is like a nightmare. No, this is beyond that. This is like a punishment from God or something.
2 minutes ago, you said this was the best night of your life.
Yeah, 2 minutes ago it was.
Hey, I didn't tell you not to go.
Oh, no, of course not. No, but you had nothing to do with it. I just suddenly had a whim, after 11 years of never missing an inning, to suddenly not go to a Yankees game.
Hey! Wasn't it you, yourself, that said just tonight, it's only a game?
Oh, that's great. That's great. Pile it on, yeah. Kick me when I'm down. That's great.
It is just a game.
Clearly, it's not just a game. If it was, then obviously I wouldn't care about it this much. 23 years. Do you still care about anything you cared about 23 years ago? How about 10? How about 5? Name me a single thing that you've cared about for 23 years.
Yeah, no, there isn't actually anything I've wanted for 23 years, because 23 years ago I was 7, and if I still wanted to marry Scott Baio, I would think that my life went terribly wrong. I just thought tonight was so different. You broke my heart, Ben.
She walks out, and Ben grabs his head. Ben leaves the apartment block and walks out into the night, looking up at Lindsay's apartment as he heads off down the road. Two revelers slap him jubilantly on the back as they pass by.
The Red Sox once promising season has certainly taken a turn for the worse.
Late September, losing close but no cigar.
Today, trailing to the Texas Rangers.
Curse of the Bambino.
To think we quit our jobs for that road trip.
It's not a curse.
Did you know the Titanic sank the same week Fenway Park opened?
April 1912.
A man puts an F on the innings column of the scoreboard.
Well, that's it. The Yankees officially clinched the division.
7 years in a row now. We finished with our faces in their butts.
Hey. It's not time to jump off the Tobin Bridge yet, okay? We still have the wild card.
Oh, that's easy. First, we got to beat Oakland or Anaheim on the road. And we got to play the Yankees in the House of Pain. Why do we inflict this on ourselves?
Why? I'll tell you why. The Red Sox never let you down.
Huh?
That's right. Why? Because they haven't won a World Series in a century or so? So what? They're here. Every April, they're here. At 1:05 or at 7:05, there is a game. If it gets rained out, guess what? They make it up to you. Does anyone else in your life do that? The Red Sox don't get divorced. This is a real family. This is the family that's here for you. You know, I don't ask her to give up her family, do I? Come on, now let's get some runs! Let's get some runs! You know the best part? I can get over it because I am a Red Sox fan. I mean, I'm tough. I've been through a lot in this park, man. I can take this because I am bulletproof.
Now Ben's slobbed out in his armchair, a pile of chicken wing bones on a table beside him, watching the baseball on TV. Someone runs up the stairs as a pale and tired-looking Ben rewinds the footage. Troy, Kevin and Gerard burst in.
Oh, my God.
The puck again? I thought you took it away from me.
I did! Behind the back!
Kevin takes the needle off the record while Troy turns off the TV and takes out the videotape. As Gerard removes silver foil from the window, Ben flinches at the natural light that pours in.
It wasn't just Buckner. Stanley screwed him. He didn't cover first.
Where'd you get this?
I don't remember.
Don't lie to me. Right, do you have any more of these?
Huh? Where's your stash?
Ben, this isn't helping you. You understand that? This solves nothing! Man, look at you.
Yeah, leave me alone.
All right. Let's clean him up.
Come on. I let her down.
Yeah. Let's go. Oh,
I am the Red Sox.
You're not the Red Sox.
I am the Red Sox.
You're not the Red Sox. Get him up on his shoulder there, Gerard.
I got the shoulder right now.
What are you doing? Relax. I'm a doctor.
Yeah, well,
Not to pry, Doc, but why are you shaving my balls?
Well, if you don't want me to...
No, I don't want you to.
Whatever.
He grabs the shower head and pulls the curtain across.
Bottom of the 10.
Are you gonna fly ball?
October. The playoffs begin.
The Red Sox are going to the American League Championship Series on the back of David Ortiz.
All right, you've been waiting all year for this. The Yankees-Red Sox, the best rivalry in sports, starts tonight, 8 o'clock, Yankee Stadium. Let's get it on.
The 2-2 pitch. Miller back to Rivera to second for one, on to first, double play, and the Yankees take game one. The Yankees are a strike away. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. That'll wrap it up. For the second night in a row, the Yankees have beaten the Red Sox. Here's a 2-0. Miller flies to center. Bernie Williams is there, and the Yankees have won it.
The end of a long night and perhaps the end for the Boston Red Sox, losing tonight 19-8, now falling in the series 3-0.
I mean, this thing is over. They keep swinging the bats the way they are, Don. This thing's done.
Ben and his friends are in a bar.
19-8, good God. Will you stop saying that, okay? Now, who are we pitching tomorrow?
What's the difference?
We're losing 3-0 to the Yankees. In 100 years, no team in the playoffs has ever come back from that. It's over. It's finished. Bye. Wave to it. Bye, Charlie. Bye, Charlie.
Oh, isn't that Jason Veritek?
Yeah, that is him. With Johnny Damon and Trot.
They're eating.
So what?
So what? We're sitting here dining on our guts over the Red Sox. And there, three members of the Red Sox are eating with gusto?
Ironic.
Ironic. Ted Williams would roll over in his freezer if he saw this. Could you please be cool?
Why shouldn't they eat? They played hard. They did their best. Move on. I kind of envy these guys. You know, they understand something that we don't. Their whole life isn't out in that field. It's a job. It's not an obsession. My God. It's official. I'm an idiot.
He hurries out. Now he rushes up the stairs to Lindsay's apartment. He listens outside the door for a moment.
Sure.
A handsome man holding Lindsay's dog answers.
Hello. Is Lindsay... Who are you?
I'm Patrick. Who are you?
I'm Ben.
Oh, Ernie. Stop it, Ernie. Please.
Hey, Ernie.
Ernie, be nice. You'd be a good boy now. Come on. Sorry.
Ben.
Hi. What do you have? What are you having, a party?
A group of us just had this work thing, and then some of us came back here after. I'm going to talk to him, okay?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
She steps out into the hallway, shutting the door.
Are you on a date?
No, it's a work thing. I didn't want to go alone, so, you know, Carrie and Ezra are here as well.
So it's a double date. Well, that's perfect. That's great.
Ben, what are you doing here?
I wanted to talk to you. I can't believe you're on a date. This is like...
I'm not.
Yeah, well, you know what? Look, I'll call you. Sorry I bothered you. I'll call you. No, this is crazy. I'm sorry. I came here for a reason, all right? Look, I love you, Lindsay, and I think that we should give this another chance. Did you hear me?
Ben.
No. Look. You finish your evening, all right? I'll hang out here, and when you're done with your date, we'll get married.
She looks down, shaking her head.
I don't think so.
Hey, what are you saying? I mean... You know, you said you wanted more. I mean, this is as more as there is. There is no more.
Yes, but this isn't you. This is the other guy.
What other guy?
It's October. They're one game from elimination. You're becoming Winter Guy again. I already know I like Winter Guy. It's Summer Guy that broke my heart.
Summer Guy is gone.
Yes, until summer.
No. Look, Lindsay, I realize, like...
Ben, just too much has happened.
All right, look. When the whole baby thing happened, I admit, I froze.
All right, I thought of a million different reasons why I shouldn't be a father. But then I thought of a reason why I should. Because it would be ours. You know, it's pieces of us. And I got so excited. I mean, like, I went, I got a whole bunch of Red Sox toys and a little size one Red Sox jersey, like, for a player to be named later. I still have it for whenever.
Ben, I just got so hurt. Really hurt. And sometimes, when that happens, something inside just shuts off.
She goes back into her apartment and shuts the door, leaving a devastated Ben outside. Close to tears, he trudges back down the stairs. I never felt magic, crazy as this.
What's the time, Mr. Wolf?
What is it, babe?
FBI!
My husband is innocent.
All rise.
I plead not guilty.
And so it begins.
Morgan Freeman and Ashley Judd star in High Crimes tonight at 9 on Film 4.
This Saturday and Sunday at Homebase, there's a 10% off event, even on top of our other great offers. Homebase.
You're more than a hair type. You're an individual. That's why new VO5 shampoos and conditioners have adaptive hair care technology, which adjusts to provide the nourishment you need where you need it. So it treats your hair differently to everyone else's. New VO5. You deserve to be treated as an individual.
Hello, we're Ocean Spray Growers here at our cranberry harvest. We've been growing cranberries for generations.
You might say we're fruit experts.
We know the best way to blend cranberries with other tasty fruits, like our cranberry and raspberry juice drink blend.
It combines the crisp, tart taste of cranberries with the ripe, sweet taste of raspberries. The blending goes something like this.
We'll save some for the juice, will you?
Sorry.
Someone's knew the meaning of the sea.
Stadium at night. The shutters are down on the Gate B entrance.
I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree, but now you're here.
Make history or we're history. Lindsay's having dinner with her friends.
Oh, none for me.
Oh, come on. Since when did you stop drinking?
Yeah, since I got pregnant.
I knew it.
You did not.
I told Lindsay, I said, look, her boob's looking gorged. Was Steve excited?
Are you kidding? He ran out and bought him, her, a little train engineer hat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They do that, don't they?
Hello?
Hats.
It's Chris.
Yes,
you gotta
what?
Come with me.
Molly's mad.
Pregnant. Mr. Meyerson just announced you got the promotion.
Oh, my God!
Sorry. Oh, my God, now my breasts are engorged.
That was Lindsay. She got a promotion.
He's waiting. He's holding champagne. Everybody's got a glass. I told him you're in the ladies' room.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Oh, wait, I'm so sorry. I gotta go.
Go.
Okay, I gotta go.
Guess what Chris is doing right now? He's buying Ben's baseball tickets.
What?
Ben is selling Chris his Red Sox tickets.
Lindsay, please, let's go.
Wait, you mean like for today?
No, I mean like forever. $125,000, it better be forever.
Are you guys that rich?
Yeah.
Why don't you dress better?
Wait. Ben, my Ben, is selling his Red Sox seats?
To hell with the seats. They're holding champagne. Come on.
The Red Sox stadium at night.
You know, what you're doing is illegal.
That's right. Technically, if you give up your tickets, you're supposed to give them to the Red Sox.
Hey, we're friends, okay? They'll still be in his name. They'll mail them to him, then he'll give them to me. This guy with the big squash always sit in front of you.
Oh, he's new. I mean, I don't know. Hey, look, do you want the tickets or not? Come on.
Ow!
Shame on you. Your Uncle Carl saw 3,000 games from these seats. He's going to come back and haunt you for this.
At Lindsay's office...
Let's go, come on.
Well, first, thank you, Mr. Meyerson. the truth is, I like it here. I like this work. I know what I'm doing when I'm here. In fact, it's the only place where I know what I'm doing. This is controllable. It's safe. Oh my God, he's selling his Red Sox tickets for me. What have I ever given up for anybody that meant that much? I'm sorry, I know this seems crazy, but I gotta go.
You realize you're selling your seats for exactly the same price they sold Babe Ruth for.
You said it yourself. Relationships come and go, but the Red Sox are forever.
I want my sponges back.
Would you be selling these tickets if we were winning?
I bet you wouldn't.
We're never winning. That's the point. We're down 3-0. It's 4-3. They got Rivera warming up in the bullpen.
Number 18, John.
Look, if I keep these seats, all I'll think about every time I'm here is... is what I gave up for them.
A cab screeches to a halt, and Lindsay gets out.
Excuse me, is there a ticket window somewhere?
Sold out, sweetie. It's the playoffs.
Hey, you need tickets?
Oh, you too.
No, I got tickets.
What? Then why the sign?
That's for the cops. Everybody knows when you say you need tickets, it means you have tickets.
Okay, I need a ticket.
Calm down. I got two, 300 apiece.
What?
Hey, the only reason they're that cheap is because it's the 8th inning.
Fine. I'll take one.
I can't split them up.
She gives him the money and snatches the tickets.
Hey. You know what? Since you only need the one ticket, I'll buy the other one back for like $50.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oops. Well.
Yeah, enjoy the game.
Hey, how do you know she'll even take you back?
It's not just for her, okay? It's also for me, okay? I gotta get my life in order. Some perspective, some balance.
Hey, we've got a deal. I'll buy your seats.
It's a real ticket.
Oh, it's a real ticket, but you're at the wrong entrance. You're way over there in center field.
I know, but I just gotta get in there for
honey,
a minute.
Honey, that's a ploy. I know it's a ploy. You're in center field.
Fine.
Ground ball to the right side. A race to the bag. Rivera is there, and the Yankees are 3 defensive outs away from heading to the World Series. Into the ninth.
Lindsay fights her way through the packed stadium.
Excuse me. Sorry.
She grabs a man's binoculars.
Can I borrow these for a second? Thank you.
Sure.
Using them, she scans the spectators in the opposite stand, then spots Chris handing Ben a document.
No! Why don't you have a cell phone, you idiot?
Signed by the red tab, initial by the yellow tabs.
What are you buying, a stadium? Look at that thing.
Floyd the Barber. We're not in Mayberry. Okay, thank you.
Hey, down in front. Come on, sweetie.
Hold your horses, buddy. Robin! Wait, no, I can't talk right now. Listen, I just need Chris's cell phone number.
Ben's reading through the contract. Everyone around him watches on in horror as he puts pen to paper. His hand's trembling so much that he can't write.
You're having a stroke. Good.
I don't want to talk right now. I'm at the ball game.
Chris! Damn it!
Ben, come on!
Don't do it.
This is crazy.
Think about it, Ben.
Check's all made out. I'll invite you to some of the games.
Ben looks up to the heavens and shakes his head sadly.
Sorry.
Another idiot.
Lindsay's hanging over the wall on the other side of the stadium. She drops onto the pitch. Struggling painfully to get to her feet, she takes off her stilettos, tossing them to one side, and runs straight across the middle of the pitch. Ben stands up in amazement.
Hold it, Don. I hate to interrupt, but something is happening in center field.
Lindsay's mum's watching the TV.
Jumped out of center field.
don't really encourage this in Shauna, but come on, give her a little credit now. She's pretty impressive.
Well, she took her heels off.
Pretty good looking, too.
She dodges two of the stewards who knock each other out, then races to hide behind one of the players before hurling her bag at another steward. Lindsay races across the pitch with all the stewards and some police now in hot pursuit. Ben fights his way down through the crowd to meet her.
The grass is spongy.
Ben, focus.
Sorry.
These seats are important to you, okay? This is your summer family, your Uncle Carl. You love these seats.
No, I fell in love with this when I was 7 because I had nothing else. Now I'm in love with you. I don't need this. I don't want this.
He signs the contract.
Wait. You love me enough to sell your tickets. I love you enough not to let you. What do you say we try to do all of it? Let's try to jerk one out of the park.
That's the sexiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Ma'am, you're gonna have to come with me.
Ben?
Yeah?
I'm being arrested.
All right, let it go, buddy.
Never.
He kisses her, and everyone around them bursts into rapturous applause. Nearby, Al kisses Viv.
Well, you pretty much know the rest. Rivera walks Millar, Roberts pinch runs and steals second, Miller drives him in, Ortiz in extra innings again the next night, Schilling's bloody sock in New York, Lowe and Pedro find their form, Damon's grand salami in game 7. Bye-bye, Bambino.
Boston Red Sox have won the pennant.
So what am I saying? That it was all karma because Lindsay came back to Ben? Look, all I know is when the Red Sox went to St. Louis for the series, me and the girls and Artie told them, you two gotta be there to keep this thing going. And they went, and lo and behold...
Back to full. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champions.
And that night, there was a blue moon and a total eclipse. And those are the facts.
Lindsay and Ben jump up and down on the pitch as the Red Sox celebrate.
Oh, one more thing. You know that little player to be named later? Ben says if it's a boy, they'll name him Ted Williams Reitman. If it's a girl, Carla Yastrzemski Reitman. Let's all pray for a boy.
Rudy showed up at the grounds one day. They found the seats had all been sold. McGreevy led the charge into the park, stormed the gates and put the game on hold. The Rudy's gave the other team a dreadful fright. Boston's 10th man could not be wrong.
Washington Square Tavern on Beacon Street, where Sox fans hang.
SUVs, trucks, and work trucks. Come and get them at Cerrone Cadillac.
Kevin and get your first drink free. Remember, the Deluxe on Chandler. In Boston, the Dennis and Callahan program.
Rolling. One, two, three, and la 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 da 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 da. Walking from the Arbor Way, where spring has come at last. The trees are in their glory as the taxis rush on past. The buildings are in twilight, the birds they spiral round as we walk to Fenway Park in Boston Town. Go right on Longwood Avenue to linger by the fence. With all its reeds and cattails out there pining in the wind, the lights come up as the sun goes down, as we walk to Fenway Park in Boston Town. La ta ta ta, la ta 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 ta, as we walk to Fenway Park in Boston Town. To that baseball park between the streets of Jersey and Lansdowne. We walk to Fenway Park in Boston Town.